That was the 50th pitch of the contest for Moore, his 19th of the inning. And as you mentioned, Colin, another power hitter into the box here for Kalamazoo, Springer. The game's tying run just 90 feet away on third base.
The 5 homers for Gabe Springer among the team lead.
Moore set a pickoff over to first prior to firing a delivery home.
No one actively throwing for Wisconsin Rapids right now in the bullpen.
We'll see if this is Moore's last frame, regardless if he can keep the rafters ahead or if Kalamazoo bats another one in. The first pitch to the switch hitting Springer, breaking ball missing high. After Springer, it is Blake Grimmer in the on-deck circle, Corbin Griffin to follow. The 1-0 from Moore. That one on the outside corner called a strike, count now 1-1.
Started with that leadoff double by Trey Wells here in the frame. Then it was the hit by pitch. Fielder's choice play and that missed throw by Mason Onati. That could have been a double play.
The 1-1. That one on the outer edge, dotted by Moore, and it's called a strike. It's now 1-2.
Yeah, Gabe Springer not too big of a fan of that call. He took a bit of a pause after he saw Steiner call that as strike two.
Akers on third, Becker on first. A 1-2 delivery here for Moore with two outs and a one-run Rafters lead. Runner takes off for second. This one misses in the dirt, blocked by Duggar. No throw to be made down. Second and third, 2-2 count and two outs now for the next pitch on Gabe Springer. Chance for him to potentially give Kalamazoo the lead if he can touch one down in the outfield. Moore set, a big 2-2 delivery coming here from the right-hander. Peers back to second, two on the pitch clock, leg kick and fires. He got him swinging! Fastball from Moore, that retires the side and keeps the Rafters ahead. Another run comes in to score here in the home half of the seventh for the Growlers, but it is 6-5. Wisconsin Rapids, as we head to the top of the eighth, you're at Homer Stryker Field. You're listening to Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad.
Summer is finally here and outdoor adventure awaits. Get your adventure rolling with a camper from Greenway RV. As a family-owned dealership with 9 top 50 dealer awards for excellent customer service, they know the importance of quality time with loved ones. Plus, as a Route 66 network dealer, you can travel with peace of mind knowing help is just a phone call away. So kick off your next adventure with Greenway RV. You know you're in good hands. 8220 Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids or online at greenwayrv.com.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Are you a veteran who needs assistance? Do you know a veteran who needs help? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans, their families, and their survivors. We can help connect veterans with services such as medical care, financial and legal assistance, housing, mental health services, substance use treatment, and more. For more information, please visit wisvets.com. That's wisvets.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs, with funding provided by the Milwaukee Brewers and the Brewers Community Foundation.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Top eight here in Kalamazoo, Rafters 6, Growlers 5. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor back here on WFHR. The 891 spots to get things going for the Raptors here in this inning. First pitch from Brendan Birch, the new pitcher, into the ballgame for the Growlers. Misses outside for ball one. 6-5 our score. Birch set, third base side of the rubber. Another off-speed delivery in there for a called strike to make it 1-1.
Soft tosser in Brendan Birch. Just saw his first pitch that hit the strike zone that probably caught Landon Gaz just a bit off guard of how softly he reached the plate.
Gaz singled and scored back in the sixth inning. Raptors lead it by one. Another delivery on the outer edge. Swing and a miss from Gaz. Count now 1-2.
Sophomore out of Kalamazoo Valley Community College is Brendan Birch. It's been sharp so far this year. A 3.31 ERA in 16.1 innings.
Six runs, seven hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Five runs on eight hits and an error for Kalamazoo as the 1-2 pitch to Gaz tapped foul down the first base side. And he looks over to the Raptor dugout, and he gives him a motion of moving his left hand forward, saying, sit back, let it eat, let it get deep in the zone before connecting with the barrel. Going to let that pitch simmer, not trying to get too out in front of it, especially when you see a soft tosser in the ball game. The 1-2. Breaking ball, missing downstairs. Count evens, two balls and two strikes on the Raptor left fielder.
Birch, six earned runs on the season overall, five of them coming in just one appearance over in Rockford on June 29th. So one blow-up appearance, and other than that, he's been stellar.
2-2 breaking ball fouled back to the screen by Gaz. And I don't think the Raptors, actually, I know because I've seen all 45, now 46 games of the season. They have not seen an arm with this type of approach. Birch does not care for velocity. He's going to beat you. He's going to beat you with his off-speed stuff. The 2-2 fires one home, and it's in there for a called third strike. Just as I say, the old broadcaster's jinx probably goes with the hardest pitch he threw all at-bat to Gaz. He's down looking to begin the eighth inning.
Good sequencing there from Brendan Birch. Lull him into a false sense of security with the off-speed stuff. Then, at the very least, maybe not overpower him, but relatively speaking, on that one pitch, he clips the zone. And Gaz goes down for the second time by way of the K.
Lengthy at bat, though. Seven pitches to Gaz. First pitch on the lefty on lefty battle to Tracer Lopez. Swung on and missed for strike one.
By the way, in that five-run appearance, that was a 20-10 loss against the Rockford Rivets.
Got a football score there in Illinois. An 0-1 curveball. Foul tip into the glove of the catcher, Wells. Lopez in the hole here, 0-2.
This is the kind of pitcher that you have to get more comfortable during the at-bat if you're Tracer Lopez.
The 0-2. Curveball got him swinging. Lopez out in front, two up, two down, both by way of the K here for Birch here in the top of the eighth inning.
Wonder how similar this is to slow-pitch softball. Andy, your eyes just get big when you see the ball get there and cross the plate.
Six straight retired by this Growler bullpen. We had a 1-2-3 top of the seventh worked for the right-hander Jared Birkenpass. He threw 10 pitches and recorded a strikeout as well. Back to the top of the Raptor order, Mason Onati reaching in three of his four trips to the plate today. First pitch from Birch misses outside to the Powell, Ohio native for ball one.
Still not seeing any action in the Raptors bullpen right now. Cannon Restine is up and tossing a weighted ball to himself, but nothing else.
1-0, soft tossing, breaking ball, Onati out in front. Count evens 1-1. The Raptors have no answer right now for Birch.
To Mason Onati to, at the very least, work a longer at bat, see some more pitches, and get more comfortable.
Left-hander toes the back of the rubber. Onati will step out of the box prior to the 1-1. Look down after the starter exited five innings for Anthony Juergens. It's been one inning for each bullpen arm for Kalamazoo here today as the 1-1 pitch misses downstairs to make it a 2-1 count.
Imagine if Bryson Moore goes out for another frame and it's still a one-run ballgame. We'll see newly minted Raptors closer Evan Parmer in the game.
The 2-1 fouled away down the third baseline into the grandstands. Onati's count here is even once again, this time at two balls and two strikes.
Restine is getting loose, tossing that weighted ball against the throwing pad. Looks like he's tossing a normal ball now. He could be out there in the first lick of trouble if Bryson Moore faces any.
The 2-2. Curveball hit in the air. Right out in front of the Raptor dugout in foul territory. That will touch down on top of the dugout. Facing will do the 2-2 again here between Birch and Onati. It's a good point that you brought up as well. There's nobody throwing, so it will be more. But just having an arm out there to get loose, yeah, like you said, first sight of trouble in case anything goes awry. It's an easy hook from where you have to imagine the leash won't be super long in the bottom of the eighth. 2-2 curveball misses down in the dirt. Onati now sits with a 3-2 count And two away, nobody aboard here in this top half of the eighth inning.
This is the best spot here for Onati, who has seen most of the pitch mix for Brendan Birch. What will he toss at him 3-2? Will he try and take the Landon Gazra out of overpowering him with the fastball?
The full count delivery, curveball, just staying alive as Onati following that one straight back. He'll see another full count delivery here in this lengthy plate appearance.
Waiting until Birch makes a mistake in this at-bat.
Three balls and two strikes. Onati looking to reach for the fourth time today. Drove in the game's first run in the second on an RBI single and scored after he drew a leadoff four-pitch walk in the fifth. The 3-2, that one runs inside and it hits him. Right on the elbow guard, Onati aboard now with two down in the eighth frame.
First base runner allowed by Brendan Birch here in this ballgame. He's coming off of a three-inning scoreless appearance against Lakeshore back on July 10th, where he struck out three, allowed just two hits. Guy that has only six Ks in 16.1 innings, but notched two against Wisconsin Rapids here in this one.
The Raptors are looking to string together some two-out base runners to add insurance for their bullpen, leading by one here in the eighth inning. Jorge Degatti, similar to Onati, has reached multiple times in this contest. First pitch to Jorge. Curveball right over the heart of the plate, and it's called a strike. Base hit for Degatti back in the first. He drew a four-pitch walk in the fifth. 0-1, fake steal from Onati off first. This one misses low and inside.
Onati's been on base four times today. Driven in one run, scored another.
Birch set, third base side of the rubber. The 1-1 will have to wait. It's a pickoff move, giving Onati a look over at first base.
Degatti a couple of times on base also today with that walk in the fifth and the single in the first.
1-1, Onati takes off for second. This one misses high. The throw down by Wells is not in time and beyond the bag. Going far glove side to haul that one in is Grimmer. It's a stolen base for Mason Onati, putting a runner in scoring position here in this eighth frame.
Number 12 for Mason on the season. And when you're facing a soft tosser like this, you just got to time up the cadence and not worry about the pitch that's being thrown. And Mason got a good jump. There was no chance at the bag. Degatti a chance to extend the Raptors' lead.
The 2-1 delivery from the southpaw Birch. He goes curveball and it misses low and away. Perfect hitter's count for Jorge at three balls and a strike.
Really wish we had the velos up on the video board here at Homer Striker. They are not being posted.
It's Jack Matthew on deck, Grayson Schaefer to follow. The 3-1 pitch misses the zone for ball four. Five-pitch free pass drawn from Degatti. He's on the bases for the third time here tonight.
This is potentially the biggest spot of the ballgame for Jack Matthew. The slimmest of margins for Wisconsin Rapids. They're up by one, but Matthew could change that with one big swing. Already has driven in a run today, has scored as well.
Was on that infield single, Grimmer and shallow right, fielding it on the edge of the grass, keeping it in front, but there was no play to be made. Starting off Matthew with a first pitch breaking ball right down the heart of the plate is Birch, and it's called a strike. See if Matthew is sitting on that cement rolling breaking ball. The 0-1. Back to it goes Birch. This one shot up the middle for a base hit. Getting the wave around third is Onati coming up throwing his Beal. This one cut off in front of the mound. It is a two-out RBI single for Jack Matthew. The Raptors lead it by two runs here in the eighth inning.
You mentioned Matthew being an all-star. A big part of that is how clutch he has been all season. We'll see if that one insurance run helps out the Raptors. It has to. The way this bullpen has been tossing so far this series and this season. But the Raptors aren't even done yet. Grayson Schaefer to the batter's box with speed on the base path still.
Can they plate more against the left-hander Birch here in the top of the eighth inning? Just trying to get as much insurance for the bullpen as possible. The final two innings. The first pitch to Schaefer. Curveball ripped on a line foul down the third base side out near the Raptor bullpen. Just down that left field line in the short porch. Mentioned Evan Palmer, the new stopper. He was the first Raptor to get out of his seat down the left field line to avoid that hot shot from Grayson Schaefer going anywhere near him. Birch set. Looks back to Degatti at second base, the 0-1. That one misses down the dirt, blocked by Wells. Count evening at a ball and a strike on the Boise, Idaho native.
Schaefer with runners in scoring position hitting a cool .315 on the season. And with runners in scoring position with two outs up at .296, he has been clutch as well. A big chance for him to break out of a mini slump that he's had here on the road.
Has the count even here at a ball and a strike. Next delivery home from Brendan Birch. Couple peers back to second. This one swung on and missed by Schaefer. It's now 1-2.
Schaefer struck out in his last plate appearance. Saw his reaction after that swinging strikeout. Very unhappy with himself. See if he can turn the tables right here in the top of the eighth inning.
One ball, two strikes the count. Matthew on first, Degatti on second, the payoff. Curveball hit in the air center field. Shallow, though. Miles Beal coming in on it. Has to leave his feet. Does a barrel roll to secure that grab for the final out of the inning. The Rafters, though, plate a huge insurance run. A two-out RBI single from Jack Matthew makes it 7-5 Wisconsin Rapids. We head to the bottom of the eighth inning. Bryson Moore back to the hill when we return from Homer Stryker Field right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
Don't you score a new ride? Find a deal that hits out of the park with Johnson & Sons, your neighborhood Chrysler, Dodge, and Jeep dealer and service center. Serving Wisconsin Rapids and central Wisconsin area for over 84 years through four generations. See the difference that family can bring. Serving Wisconsin Rapids, Stevens Point, Marshfield, Clover, Weston, and Cronenwetter. Take a swing. Don't miss out on these great deals at Johnson Chrysler Jeep in Wisconsin Rapids.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Bottom of the eighth inning here from Homer Stryker Field. Rafters leading the Growlers by a score of 7-5. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor live here from Kalamazoo. On your home for Rafter Baseball, 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, or on your Civic Media apps. It's WFHR and it's locally grown radio. 6-7-8 to begin this frame for Kalamazoo. Blake Grimmer swinging at the first pitch, hits it in the air down the left field line. That one will touch down foul, though, on the concourse.
Bryson Moore, 55 pitches through his first few frames. Just tossed number 56. Looking for a clean frame here in the bottom of the eighth to set the stage for Evan Parmer in the ninth.
A one delivery home from the Virginia Cavalier. That one, an elevated heater that catches the outer half. Called a strike. Grimmer in the hole, nothing and two. Grimmer in this ball game. The big three-run homer in the fourth that gave Kalamazoo a 3-1 lead at the time. Also singled in the second inning. The 0-2. This one tapped on the ground. Two hopper to second. Off the lip. Onati jumping in the air to haul it in. And throws to first in time. Mason Onati. Have yourself a day both at the plate and in the field. That's the first out of this inning.
That's one of the more athletic plays I think I've ever seen off that hop. He reaches out and snags the baseball off a foot or more vertical jump there on that hop. Onati's had two sparkling defensive plays on the day today.
Tipping a imaginary cap. Obviously, I have my hair all done nice for the radio, not even being on camera, but Onati gets a tip of my cap after that fantastic play. Corbin Griffin in the left-handed batter's box. First pitch missing downstairs to the right fielder for ball one. Griffin put down a squeeze back in the sixth inning. Brought home a growler run, made it 6-5 at the time. The 1-0 pitch missing low and away for ball two. Griffin from right here in Kalamazoo. Plays in the MAC Conference at the Division I level at Ball State University in Indiana. Did not appear in the lineup yesterday for the Growlers. Six on the pitch clock, more out of the windup, the 2-0 delivery. This one hit in the air, shallow left field, fair territory. McIntosh, the third baseman, drawing out as this one shades into foul ground just out near the Raptor bullpen to make the grab for the second out of the inning.
Two quick outs for Bryson Moore on just five pitches, exactly what he needs. Of course, facing the bottom half of this lineup, being Grimmer, Griffin, and Parada up now. That's exactly what Moore needed to do, get those two quick outs, get in and out of this frame quickly, and set the stage for the ninth.
Antonio Parada, Moore's teammate at the University of Virginia, and the first baseman for the Growlers. Foul tips that first pitch for Moore. Into the glove of Cashel Duggar. Count begins 0-1. Moore looking to close the book on this outing by retiring his fellow Virginia Cavalier. 0-1 pitch fouled back to the screen. A couple of heaters from Bryson. He's ahead 0-2. Got out of the seventh inning with a huge strikeout of Gabe Springer, with two on and just a one-run lead. Looking to work a 1-2-3 home half of the eighth, like you said, Colin, to pass the baton off to Evan Parmer for the ninth inning. No balls, two strikes, two outs, bases empty. Moore's payoff delivery. This one shot in the air, right center field. It's going to get down in front of Walker Buchanan and Jorge Degatti for a single. Runner takes a spill around first, though. The throw back to the bag, not in time. Beyond Grayson Schaefer, it's a two-out single for Parada. Going after an 0-2 delivery here, Cullen, in the eighth inning.
And at the very least, that will flip the card back if Wells does get out for the ninth inning for Kalamazoo. But like we've been saying all game, Andy, Wells not your prototypical nine-hole hitter for Kalamazoo. He's already got a double and a single today. This guy can swing the bat. This is a big chance for Kalamazoo to at the very least chip away at this two-run deficit.
Wells led off the previous inning, doubling, coming in to score. Also singled back in the third. Has a chance here. He hit an eighth inning home run yesterday as well for Kalamazoo. That came off Jack Wiesinger. First pitch to the right-handed hitting Wells. Gets past the glove of Cashel Duggar into the screen. Advancing to second is Parada. He's now out in scoring position here with two away.
Yeah, it's crazy how things change. Parada was down on the count, no balls and two strikes, and now he stands on second base with Wells in a hitter's count.
He looked down to the Raptor dugout. Chris Arroyo has a bat in his hands, just swinging it near the dugout, staying loose. Potentially could see a pinch hit appearance for one of the powerful Raptor bats not in the lineup here tonight, but we got to get to that top of the ninth first. Moore out of the stretch, down the count 1-0, comes set. Two toe taps and a look back to second base, the 1-0. Breaking ball swung on and missed. A tight slider from Moore there on the 1-0 delivery. Count evens at a ball and a strike. Rafters scored the first run of the ball game back in the second inning, trailed 3-1 after the fourth. A huge four-run top of the sixth inning, the difference maker up to this point. 1-1 pitch, bounced in the dirt, backhanded by Cashel Duggar, kept out in front. Two balls and a strike now in the catcher, Trey Wells.
Oh, and actually hit off of Wells right off the carom from Duggar's glove. Allowed it to be kept in front of him. Bryson Moore behind in the count against a really good hitter in Trey Wells and his college teammate.
Raptors entering tonight 6-6 in the second half, 21-24 overall in the season. They're looking to get above 500 in half number two. The 2-1 delivery from Moore after a long pause and two looks back to second. This one in on the hands, ripped into left field. It's going to get down in front of Landon Gaz for a base hit. Parada's going to come in to score. It's a two-out RBI single for Trey Wells, and it's 7-6 Raptors.
Well, that's where that RBI back in the top of the previous inning comes into play. At the very least, the game is not tied just yet, but Kalamazoo's got some heat to them in the bottom of the eighth inning. Trey Wells checks in for the third time today. Great piece of hitting there. It's a 7-6 game.
It gets to Miles Beal. Was the second hitter due up an inning ago, was hit by a pitch. The first time he's reached in this ball game. Hitting from the left side here against Bryson Moore. Still holding on. That one-run lead. The first pitch to Beal. Swing and a miss. Count begins 0-1. Moore and Cruz and Barry both Cullen, for the most part tonight, have done a good job of getting in front of hitters. They've been allowing contact, and they're choosing to get beat that way over anything else. The 0-1 pitch slapped in the air down the left field line. That'll roll out in foul territory onto the concourse. Quickly, nothing in two here on the Northwood University product.
Pitch number 70 by Bryson Moore after Tristan Krusenberry went 78 tosses. Both hurlers for Wisconsin Rapids, 5 hits and 3 runs allowed and 4 strikeouts.
Wells leading off first, just a one-step lead for the Growler catcher, being held on by Grayson Schaefer. The 0-2 pitch swung on and missed. That'll end the inning. Couple of two-out hits for Kalamazoo make it a one-run contest. Antonio Parada singling, and then Trey Wells bringing him around on a base hit as well. 7-6 the score. We head to the top of the ninth here at Homer Stryker Field. Our score, a one-run lead in favor of your Rafters right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that.
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters Baseball here on WFHR.
Top nine here in Kalamazoo. The Rafters back in the box for the second time in this ballgame. They bring the 5, 6, 7 spots up in the order. First pitch of the frame to Walker Buchanan. A breaking ball in there for a called strike. Nolan Milliman, we saw him yesterday. He's on the rubber for the Growlers. The right-hander back on the slab, and it's a one-run Rafter lead. The 0-1 pitch, another breaking ball in there for a called strike. Andy Ockham, Colin Kapoor right here on WFHR. The second of our four-game Michigan trip. We'll wrap things up here tonight and head to MCCU Field in Battle Creek for the next two evenings of baseball. The 0-2, three straight off-speed pitches and three straight strikes. Buchanan swings over that one. One up, one down here in the ninth inning.
Yeah, and Milliman diced up the Rafters yesterday as well, Andy. Three pitches, three strikes. Talking about Battle Creek, the Battle Jacks have taken the lead against Royal Oak at MCCU Field. They did that in the bottom of the eighth. Trying to slam the door on the top of the ninth against Royal Oak on ESPN+.
Six runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Leprechauns. Seven runs, 12 hits, two errors for the Battle Jacks. So they're staying right in their home yard, awaiting for the Rafters tomorrow. First pitch to Cashel Duggar. Misses up and away for ball one. Cash has reached twice today, both on a hit by pitch. Out of the two times he was hit in the second and sixth, he scored in the sixth frame. The 1-0. Add a fastball in there for a called strike. Milliman evens the count at 1-1. Looking at today in this ballgame, seven runs, eight hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. Six runs, 10 hits, and an error for Kalamazoo. 1-1 off speed on the outer edge, called a strike. Milliman ahead, one ball and two strikes are count now.
One inning, two strikeouts, scoreless for Milliman against Wisconsin Rapids yesterday. He did walk one. Nothing else after that.
Did it on 16 pitches. The 1-2 home here to Duggar. Off speed on the outside corner, just misses. Count evens 2 balls and 2 strikes. Max Steiner, our home plate umpire tonight, not biting on that delivery on the corner. A 2-2 delivery home from Milliman, working at a quick pace. Missing inside, nearly hitting Duggar. Cashel's worked a full count.
Duggar usually works great ABs. Today is no different. He's been over the base paths today as well for Wisconsin Rapids with a couple of hit-by-pitches.
The 3-2 hit in the air, third base side foul territory out near the rafter dugout, giving chase both the catcher Wells and the third baseman Springer, but this one ends up out of play.
At 78 on the gun from Nolan Milliman, trying to get Duggar on the off speed. His batting average after yesterday's game, over 300, now at 306 for Cash.
A 3-2 delivery coming home here from Milliman. Out of the windup, the payoff pitch. Off speed and on the hands, dribbled foul down the third base side. Our scoring tonight for the Rafters, 1 in the 2nd, 1 in the 5th, 4 in the 6th, and they added 1 in the 8th. For Kalamazoo, they put up a 3 spot in the 4th, that being on a home run off the bat of Blake Grimmer. They also added 1 in the 6th, 1 in the 7th, and 1 in the 8th. We sit here at 7-6 Wisconsin Rapids in the top of the 9th. The next 3-2 from Milliman to Duggar. That one misses upstairs for ball 4. Cashel draws an 8-pitch walk. Here with 1 out in the 9th inning.
Third time on base for Duggar. That puts a runner on for Kyler McIntosh, who launched a homer back in the 6th inning. An interesting decision to bunt in his next AB. That was back in the 7th. He was retired. Now he's got a runner on base for him.
Yeah, that was the ending of that inning, like you mentioned. See what Kyler looks to do here. Waiting the first pitch from Milliman. Right-hander set, rocks and fires. This one misses low and away. Rafter fans, your place to stay this summer when coming to see the team from out of town is the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids, offering a variety of room types, including suites with whirlpools, free home-style breakfast, and high-speed Wi-Fi. The Cobblestone also welcomes four-legged companions in your stay this summer. Big city quality, small-town values at the Cobblestone Hotel and Suites in Wisconsin Rapids. 1-0 pitch, McIntosh swinging away a high fly ball into center field. Miles Beal, though, jogging near the right center gap, camping underneath to make the grab for the 2nd out of the inning.
McIntosh does not get home run number 2 of the Northwoods League season and the game in that AB. Nolan Milliman doing a good job of mixing speeds there against Kyler in that quick AB.
Cashel Duggar's 1-out walk remains on first base. Landon Gaz is 1-for-4 in the contest. He singled and scored back in the 6th inning. Duggar leading off first, being held on by Parada. First pitch home to Gaz, a breaking ball on the inside corner. That is called a strike. When we get to the home half of the 9th inning, Brody Akers, Brock Lightgab, and Eric Becker, 2-3-4, the heart of the order, due up, and it appears Cannon Restine, the right-hander from Spring Valley, California, will be the Rafter pitcher to enter the ballgame as the 0-1 misses up and away to Gaz to even the count at a ball and a strike.
Say it one more time, Gaz, my yard card pick of the day. Now would be a great time for him to check that box and give the Rafters some much-needed insurance.
One home run this season that came at the end of the first half at Hare Baker Field in Fond du Lac. 1-1 pitch bounced in and backhanded by Wells. It is now 2 balls and a strike on the UC Irvine Anteater.
So far today, Gaz a single, scored on a wild pitch. Other than that, a couple of strikeouts and a flyout. That single and run came in the 6th.
The 2-1 delivery home, Milliman working out of the stretch on the first base side. This one misses away on a fastball. Gaz a perfect hitter's count here at 3-1. On deck, Tracer Lopez out of the 9 spot. To follow the top of the order with Mason Onati. The 3-1 delivery. Right down the middle, fouled back just to the right of us here down the first base line. It is a full count here on Gaz with 2 outs. Taking off on the pitch will be Cashel Duggar from first base. In this ball game, Wisconsin Rapids up to this point, leaving 8 runners on the bases so far. Duggar would make the 9th if he is unable to score here in this top of the 9th inning. The 3-2, Cash takes off, breaking ball in there for a called 3rd strike. Gaz down looking to end the inning. Milliman works yet another scoreless frame against the Rafters. He faces 1 over the minimum and only issues A one-out walk to Cashel Duggar. 2-3-4, two up in the bottom of the ninth inning. Cannon Restine to enter the fray and will look to slam the door shut on the Growlers here tonight. Wisconsin Rapids 7, Kalamazoo 6 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate...
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL HHS or the U.S. government.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"When the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out."
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
We're pumping it up here at Homer Stryker Field. It feels like we're back home in Wisconsin Rapids. Bottom of the ninth, 7-6, the score. Cannon Restine entering the fray in pursuit of the final three outs of this game tonight. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, Rafters Radio here on WFHR. Cullen, Cannon entering into the ballgame, his fifth appearance this season and his second since returning to the team after being away for about 3 weeks.
And his first appearance since returning, very, very strong. Got the win over in Green Bay at Capital Credit Union Park against the Rutgers. Two scoreless, two hitless, three strikeouts to one walk. He faces the heart of the Growlers' order.
2-3-4, two up, first pitch to Brody Akers, missing for ball one. 4 2/3 of work for Bryson Moore out of the Rafters stable tonight. 71 pitches for Bryson, 5 hits and 3 runs allowed. 1-0 fastball from Restine in there for a called strike. A walk and 5 strikeouts for Moore, following 3 1/3 from Tristan Krusenberry, tonight's Rafter starter. Restine, just the third arm Wisconsin Rapids has used. 1-1 pitch bounced in there. 2 balls and a strike. The count now on the Growler left fielder.
This is for sure the highest leverage spot Cannon has been used in this season. Remember back on the home opener on May 28th, he came in and tossed 2 1/3, allowed 2 earned runs.
The 2-1. This one shot in the air, right center field. Buchanan giving chase in the gap. Is he able to flag it down? Yes, he is. Walker Buchanan doing his best Aiden Teal impression, covering a lot of ground in that gap and chasing it down for the first out of this ninth inning.
Absolutely spectacular play on a ball that could have rattled around to the right center field gap and could have been 3 bags for Kalamazoo. Walker Buchanan, absolutely necessary, a crucial play, a crucial out number one for Wisconsin Rapids.
The 3 spot in the order, Brock Lightgeb. He's reached once in his 4 plate appearances today. He was hit by a pitch back in the 4th inning. Ready on ready, battle, Restine. First base side of the rubber, goes first pitch breaking ball, and it misses inside to the Growler designated hitter. Lightgeb has that light tower power. Insane numbers offensively. There's a reason why he's going to be in Mankato at this time next week. The 1-0 delivery. Another off-speed pitch. That one does catch the front door from Restine, making it a 1-1 count. Feels like Pump It Up's just going to be playing on repeat here at Homer Stryker Field this evening. Hands held high for Restine out of the stretch. The 1-1 fastball just misses outside. Counting out two balls and a strike.
Didn't miss by much for Cannon. Just like we've seen with Bryson Moore and Tristan Krusenberry, got to get ahead of these hitters. This is the heart of the Growlers lineup. Huge bats coming up, including Lightgip.
The 2-1. Another fastball. This one does catch the outside corner. Count evens 2-2. I figured out the bit at this point here in Kalamazoo. After every single pitch, they play Pump It Up. Does feel like we're back home, though. This is the Rafters' ninth inning song as well at historic Witter Field. Looking forward to getting back Thursday evening to start a home-and-home series with the Wausau Woodchucks. Restine's 2-2. This one misses inside. Lightgap has drawn a full count.
Cannon hasn't given up an earned run since May 28th. Crazy to say. Of course, only three appearances since then. Scoreless over in Green Bay on June 11th and against Madison on June 8th.
Restine's 3-2 pitch with one out and nobody on the bases. He rocks and fires. This fastball fouled straight back just near us. Down the first base side, closest to home plate in the grandstands. We'll have another 3-2 from Cannon Restine to Brock Lightgap.
Did not think it was possible for the ball to get up here near our neck of the woods, but it did happen. A fan in front of us got a souvenir.
If it does, I'm ready. I'm telling you right now, as Restine's off the back of the rubber. Disengaging prior to the 3-2. We've had a few scares up in the press box so far this season at historic Witter Field. I know you've had two go into your window alone, another one into our sound window on the right side. Myself being in the middle window, that is, for me, I guess, been a sign of luck, but I'm sure there will be one close enough. We have had one just to the left and in between our two windows at Witter Field that has made a pretty decent baseball-sized dent up on our press box.
Could have been a baseball-sized dent in my head.
Yeah, how about that? The next 3-2 from Restine to Lightgap. This one misses high for ball four. Six pitch, free pass, make it seven, I should say. Tying run aboard here in the top of the ninth for the Growlers.
Cannon's walked four coming into this appearance. That's number five on the season.
Eric Decker reaching in each of his two plate appearances. Infield single and scored in the sixth. Seven pitch walk in the seventh. Restine set the first pitch to Decker, goes breaking ball in the outside corner, and it misses.
Game-winning run in the batter's box right now in the form of Eric Becker, who is yet to hit a round tripper this season.
The 1-0. This is up and away. I know we're in the top of the ninth and everything, and this is a tight game, but I did just get a text from Dawson Wolf in reference to our conversation earlier about the pseudo-yard card. He goes, on the road, question mark, that gets .5.
Fair enough.
So the big man himself has declared it as much for the Kyler McIntosh call here tonight. For those missing out, McIntosh's first home run of the season, a no-doubt shot to left field here at Homer Stryker Field. It gave the Rafters a lead 4-3 back when they pleaded four in the top of the sixth inning. It has propelled them to where they're at now. 7-6 ball game, 2-0 the count on the cleanup hitter in the Growler order, Eric Becker. Out on first is Lightgap. Restine looking to potentially roll a game-ending double play ball as the 2-0 pitch hit high in the air left field. Landon Gaz out in front of the warning track, camps underneath it, battling the lights to make the catch for the second out of the inning.
Big out induced there from Restine. Just getting under it was Eric Becker. Didn't give it the pop that he would have wanted. It aligned with the short porch out there in left field, but was a bit too center cut. The last hope for Kalamazoo. Coming up to the batter's box right now.
Gabe Springer, and we've seen his power on full display in this series. Began the two-game set with a loud swing of the bat, just as the second hitter in the ballgame for Kalamazoo yesterday, a two-run homer. Gave the Growlers the lead, and they never looked back. Restine set the first pitch home. Goes high with that fastball, and it misses upstairs to begin the count 1-0. On deck, Blake Rimmer, Corbin Griffin to follow. We're at the five spot in this Growler order. The 1-0 pitch. This one up and in the zone. It is called a strike to even the count at 1-1.
I think the fans here in Kalamazoo are certifiably pumped up now.
My goodness. Probably heard the start of this song at least 25 times in this inning. The 1-1. Breaking ball misses downstairs. Back ahead is Springer at 2 balls and a strike.
Excellent hand control there from Gabe Springer. He wanted to pull the trigger on that pitch, but he stopped himself right as he saw it tailing a little bit low. Hitters count here for one of the better power hitters on this Growlers team.
Getting moved down in the order in this ball game, 3 spots, but you have to only imagine it's to insert his bat in a position like this where there are going to be runners on base in big spots just like this. They trail by 1 with a runner on first and 2 down. Springer representing the game's winning run in the bottom of the 9th inning. The 2-1 from Restein. This is up and away, a 3-1 count now on the Stanford Cardinal. Three balls and a strike, 2 down. We'll see if the runner on first, Brock Leitke, breaks for second here. Doubt they want to put the game's tying run in danger, but we shall see. The 3-1. This one fouled back, and just in front of us, right up here in the grandstands, that hit Cashel Duggar went over the netting, and it's a 3-2 count with 2 outs, so Leitgeb will be taking off from first base on the pitch now.
The Growlers down to their final strike. Restein down to his final strike. Can he execute the put-away pitch for Wisconsin Rapids and get their first win of this road trip as a fan got hit in the face right in front of us?
Oh, boy. That is not good. We'll wait to see the fan being attended to here on that foul ball. It's a 3-2 with 2 outs coming home from Restein. Cannon set. Runner takes off for second. The payoff, swing and a miss. Ball game over. The Wisconsin Rapids Rafters hold on to win it here at Homer Stryker Field. Cannon Restein slams the door shut and collects his first save as a Rafter. They split the series here with the Growlers. Your final score tonight is 7-6. You look at the final line score between the two clubs as we're going to take a break prior to our postgame show. 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs on 10 hits and an error for Kalamazoo. We'll return from Homer Stryker Field in just a couple of minutes right here on your home for Rafter Baseball. 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. WFHR, locally grown radio.
The Republican National Convention is being held in Milwaukee, and it marks the first time the RNC is in the Badger State. But Wisconsin holds a special spot in the election cycle, with the RNC the second consecutive political convention in Milwaukee. The city was picked for the Democratic National Convention in 2020, but due to COVID, most of it ended up being virtual. Do you know which city has hosted the most political conventions? Philadelphia, Chicago, or Boston? The answer coming up. Political conventions started in the 19th century. It remained the main way to select candidates until 1972, when presidential primaries determined the eventual nominee. Conventions are now considered more of a celebration of the candidate. So do you know which city has held the most political conventions? Chicago. The Republicans have been there 14 times, and the Democratic convention will be hosted there for the 11th time this summer. 50,000 people expected at the RNC in Milwaukee, a nice slice of Wisconsin for the country to see. I'm Terry Ball.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Let's get back to the ballpark.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
The heat is on. Did you know that high temperatures are the leading cause of weather-related deaths? Here are some safety tips when you're dealing with a Wisconsin scorcher. First, do not leave another person or your pet in the car. 8 kids died in hot cars in the last several years across the state, and it didn't even have to happen. Look before you lock and walk away. Work outside, keep water close, and stay hydrated. Take a break in the shade. And if you can limit time in the heat, even better. Chill out in the air conditioning or find your community's cooling shelter. And check on your family and neighbors to be sure that they're safe too. Stay cool and be cool by being weather ready. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
Some researchers have explored the impact of melatonin-enriched milk on sleep because it comes from cows milked at night.
Ooh.
Night milk has been shown to improve symptoms of insomnia in some people.
Night milk. Yeah. You should try some night milk.
Night milk. Yeah.
I would love to actually talk to somebody who actually does this. If this is like a new avenue for milk growers.
How about milk producers,
I should say.
Yep.
Milk doesn't grow on trees. I learned that when I was 20.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 on Locally Grown Radio.
Final score here tonight. The Raptors win it over the Kalamazoo Growlers 7-6 here at Homer Stryker Field. They end up splitting the series with Kalamazoo, your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball right here, right now on WFHR. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor just wrapping up the call. 7 runs on 8 hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. 6 runs on 10 hits and an error for the Growlers. Cullen, the Raptors struck first tonight in the second inning, an RBI single with 2 outs for Mason Onati. They had good consistency on the mound as well, a strong piggyback outing. Tristan Krusenberry and Bryson Moore combining for the first 8 innings before Cannon Restine, the right-hander junior from Valley Spring, California, coming in, closing the door shut, and making sure the lock was held on tight. His highest leverage situation put in as a Raptor and picking up that 7-6 victory tonight.
Absolutely, and it starts with getting those first runs on the board. We talked about it in our pregame show as well. When you do that, it provides a sigh of relief and takes the weight off of your starting pitcher. And yes, Tristan Krusenberry did give up those 3 runs in his final frame of action, but it didn't seem like the Raptors were ever out of this ballgame, and that's because they showed early that they could score runs, get runs across. And to me, it starts at the top of the lineup. Mason Onati, another fantastic day at the plate. He reaches 4 times, he drives in a run, and what he does from the top of that lineup with Degatti right after him is provide so much stability when there's no Chris Arroyo, when there's no Max McGuire. You can trust those guys to get on base.
You look at the scoring tonight, 1 in the first for the Raptors. The Growlers put up 3 in the fourth, all on one swing, a 3-run shot from Blake Grimmer. His second of the season, making it a 3-1 ball game. Wisconsin Rapids putting up 1 in the top of the fifth. That being on a run brought home on a 4-6 fielder's choice from Grayson Schaefer, but a 4-run sixth inning was the highlight for Wisconsin Rapids. They sent 8 to the plate, a 2-run home run from Kyler McIntosh, his first of the season, finally getting one on the board. The Alabama State Hornet left no doubt on that shot to left field. One put up by Kalamazoo in the seventh and another in the eighth to make it a 1-run ball game. But as mentioned, Cannon Restine in the ninth facing the heart of the order, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Slamming the door shut. Krusenberry, 3 1/3, 5 hits allowed, 3 earned runs on 2 walks and 4 punchouts. He threw 78 pitches tonight. Bryson Moore followed it up, 4 2/3, 5 hits and also 3 runs, walking 1 and striking out 5 on 71 pitches. Restine walked 1 and struck out 1, fired 20 pitches in the ninth inning, and collected the save. Anthony Juergens, the southpaw, got the nod for Kalamazoo, going 5 innings, allowing 4 hits, 2 runs, walked 4 and struck out 1 on 79 pitches. And from there, Cullen, it was one pitcher the rest of the way for 4 innings each, and that kept the Growlers in this ball game, and that's why we had just a 1-run deficit to work with in the ninth inning. The bullpen did a nice job after the sixth inning, just 1 run allowed in the back third of holding onto it tight. It gave the Growlers a shot to win it at the end of the day, but the Raptors bullpen stands strong and gets them over 500 at 7-6 in the second half.
Exactly, and that's what the Raptors needed here today with Bryson Moore. And Cannon Restine, congratulations to him getting his first save in the Northwoods League. He looked sharp, he looked strong, and Bryson Moore did as well. And I pinpoint one specific moment for Bryson Moore when he came to the mound with runners on the corners and one out after Tristan Krusenberry struggled in that frame. It took him just three pitches to induce an inning-ending double play. Imagine if he had given up a couple of extra base hits or even one or two hits, we'd be talking about a different ball game here right now. But Bryson Moore walked into a situation with two inherited runners and got him and the team out of it with just three pitches.
A couple of big defensive plays and a couple of big double plays here tonight to seal the deal. Once again, your final line, 7 runs, 8 hits, no errors for Wisconsin Rapids, 6 runs, 10 hits, and an error for the Kalamazoo Growlers. The Rafters improved to 7-6 in the second half and 22-24 overall. Kalamazoo falls to 500 in the second half at 7 wins and 7 losses and a 25-24 on the season. We'll be back on these airwaves tomorrow night, another 6:35 Eastern first pitch, except this time we won't be here at Homer Stryker Field. We'll still be in the state of Michigan, just about 40 minutes away in Battle Creek at MCCU Field for the first of a 2-game set on the road between your Rafters and the Battle Creek Battle Jacks. Stay tuned for that pregame show, and thank you so much for listening to this presentation of Rafter Baseball right here tonight on WFHR, whether you listened on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps. Andy Ockham, Cullen Kapoor, my partner here tonight. We're signing off for now. We'll catch you tomorrow. Rafters win it and split the series with the Growlers.
Check the back seat. Check the back seat.
All right, come here.
Check the back seat.
Gets in your head, right? Good. Because every year, dozens of children are forgotten in the backseat of a car by a parent or caregiver. All never thought it could happen to them. But with changes in routines, distractions, or a sleeping child, it can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. So get it in your head.
Check the backseat.
A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one.
Life story, so to speak. It's an off-Broadway show, and they explain a lot of it in the beginning. And it talks about how he did like 500 performances, and he is so phenomenal with cards and everything, and he does this crazy story about it. And he talks about his life and his mom and how he experienced, you know, a different life than most people, you know. Hmm. So it's very touching, very amazing. And he does this thing at the end where he sort of guesses everybody's sort of personality in a way.
Wow.
It's just amazing. It's an amazing.
So kind of human, but also a little bit of magic in
there. Yeah. A good blend of magic and a life story.
And give us the name of it again.
It's In and of Itself.
On Prime.
On Prime. From featuring cool. Derek Delgaudio. Yeah.
I'm watching a show called The Last Thing He Told Me with Jennifer Garner on Apple TV, and it's good. Conrad, what'd you watch this weekend? Anything?
I really didn't get to much this weekend. I watched another episode of the Sausage Party TV show.
Here are Conrad's big shows the last couple of weeks. MILF Manor and Sausage Party.
Sausage Party? What is that? Does that have to do with cup and balls? Is that what we're going back to?
It sounds inappropriate on some level. Mike, thanks so much for coming in. This was fun. We got to do this again soon.
Absolutely, absolutely. I know, you know, when I get free time, I'll definitely come back on for sure.
Absolutely. And good luck with Pippin. Break a leg.
Thank
that
you,
sounds
man.
Really
Thank
exciting.
You. Be a fun show. Fun show.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Mike Jagera, a.k.a. Gizmo the Illusionist. Check him out at in De Pere this weekend in Pippin. Tomorrow night on the show, Matt Eisman will be here at 8:05, so don't be late. He's the host of American Ninja Warrior and a very funny guy. He'll be here at 8:05 tomorrow. Thank you also for all your texts and tuning in after the convention. Have a great evening, everyone, wherever you are in our wonderful state. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwab on behalf of Conrad. Good night, Wisconsin.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it is day 2 of the RNC. We're going to have a little update for you on lake sitting, axe throwing California guy Eric Hovde. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.